打开新约圣经《使徒行传》第一章。
Please turn to the New Testament Book of Acts, Chapter 1.
我们来读第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
《使徒行传》第一章第八节，请我们大家一同来读。
Let's read together Book of Acts, Chapter 1, verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the outermost part of the earth.
这节圣经是主耶稣升天之前对门徒讲的话。
This place of scripture is what Lord Jesus, before he ascended to heaven, he told his disciples.
他说你们要得着圣灵。
He said that you shall receive the Holy Spirit.
你们要得着圣灵的能力。
Receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
要从耶路撒冷这个中心一直到地极做我的见证人。
You shall be my witness, start from Jerusalem, which is the center, unto the outermost part of the earth.
所以今天我们这些蒙恩的弟兄姐妹。
So those brothers and sisters of here that we're saved by grace.
我们得着圣灵了。
After we receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们的里面做我们的能力。
And the Holy Spirit in us is our strength.
我们可以从中心到圆周来做耶稣基督的见证人。
Then we can be the witness of Lord Jesus Christ from the center to a circumference.
从耶路撒冷到地极。
From Jerusalem to the outermost part of the world.
那意思就是说，从我们个人开始。
That means that we shall start from our own individuals.
然后我们这个夫妻两个人。
Then us, husbands and wives.
然后我们的家庭父母儿女
then later our family parents and children
然后是我们的邻居
and next will be our neighbors
然后是我们的社会
and then become our society
然后是我们的国家
and then next country
然后是全个的世界
and then the whole world
所以无论是我们个人家庭社会
so whether it's ourselvesOr family or society.
一直到全世界
Until the whole world.
我们都是耶稣基督的见证人
We're all the witness of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个见证人在希腊原文又称为寻道者 martyrs.
The original text in Greek, witness also means the martyrs.
这个什么叫做寻道者呢
So what does it mean with martyr?
寻道者有两个意思在里面
There are two meanings with the word martyr.
这个寻道者就是一枪被人打死了。
The martyr is that it's being put to death.
这是一种的殉道。
That's one kind of being martyr.
还有一种的殉道呢。
And the other kind.
就是天天死。
Dies daily.
天天死，天天死，天天死，就像保罗一样。
Dies daily, just like Paul.
他说我天天死。
He said I die.Daily.
中文翻译成我天天冒死，不是天天冒死。
In Chinese, it translates as I.
不是我去冒死，那是他天天死。I die daily.
It shall be I die daily.
那意思说出乎我自己的痛，天天死。
It means that.
出乎我自己的 out of myself. 我天天die
out of myself I die daily
那么出乎基督的天天都彰显活出来
and out of Christ I lived it out daily
就是天天经历死天天经历复活
that means I experience death daily and I experience resurrection daily
这是第二种的寻道
that's the second kind of martyr
这是第二种的基督的见证人
and that's the second kind of witness of Christ
在圣经有也有这个例子
and there areExamples in the Bible.
斯蒂凡呢，他得救了以后，经过三年多的时间就被犹太人用石头打死了。
After 3 years that Stephen got saved, he was being stoned to death by Jewish.
当他死的时候他说有祷告一说，主啊，不要将这个罪打死我的人归给他们。
when he was going to die, he prayed to the Lord that, Lord, do not put this thing onto those who stone me.
啊，你看这斯提凡殉道啊，是被人用石头打死。
You see how Stephen martyred us that he was stoned to death.
他完完全全把主耶稣彰显出来了。
He completely manifested Jesus Christ.
像是祷告主所祷告的。
Like our Lord's prayer.
啊，主耶稣在钉被人钉死在十字架上的时候，他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不明白。”
When Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, he said that.Father, forgive them, for they did not know what they did.
所以啊，这个寻道啊，这是斯提凡所这个表现是做基督的见证人。
So what Stephen manifest was, as he was being martyred, he manifest he was a witness of Lord.
嗯，那么第二呢，就像保罗。
And the second one was like Paul.
啊，他这个得救了以后，头三年呢。
The first.3 years after he got saved.
就像斯提凡一样，天天在苦难中学习顺从。
Just like Stephen, he learned obedience through suffering daily.
嗯，所以啊，他这个三年以后啊，就在树林上上路了，就是在这个表现基督。彰显基督、活出基督的这件事情上，开始上路。
So after 3 years, he was able to walk in the way that he manifests Christ and also live out Christ.
嗯，就好像他，就好像我们学习开这个汽车，开头啊就在小巷、小路上啊学习开，开了熟练了以后啊，我们就可以开啊highway 了。
So just like when we start learning driving, first we start in alleys, small streets, and finally we're able to drive on highway.
所以我们呀、啊，这个保罗就是这样。
So that was what Paul did.
他三年呢，默默无声的学习啊，在苦难中学习顺从。
For 3 years, he learned obedience through suffering in silence.
他顺从神就是舍弃自己。
He obeyed to God.That means he denied himself.
啊，不顺从自己。
Not obey to himself.
啊，他是顺从神。
And he obeyed God.
每一次你我顺从神的时候啊，就是不顺从自己。
So whenever we obey God, that means we not disobedience to ourselves.
啊，为什么这个神许可我们父母这个责备我们呢
？Why does God allow our parents to rebuke us?
第一，可能我们错了。
First, it might be we are wrong.
啊，说我们错了，我们需要改正错误。
If we are wrong, we need to be corrected.
可能父母讲错了，我们并没有错误。
Or it might be that our parents are wrong, that we are not wrong.
但我们要顺服神。
But we must obey God.
神肯许可父母了解这错误啊，临到我们做儿女的身上。
God allows this.Wrongness of parents to be upon us children.
但是呢，神没有错，神许可这件事情。
But God is not wrong that He allows it to happen.
就看我们做儿女的会不会生气。
But it's just to see that whether us being children, whether we get mad or not.
虽然父母啊责备我们是责备的不够准确。
Although it might not be so right that the parents rebuke us.
神就许可父母这个不够准确的责备呀、啊。就惹起我们心里会生气。
So God allowed this inaccurate rebuke from parents to stir up our madness, our flesh.
那就是圣灵特别的管教训练，就特别彰显我们self, 我们这个自己。
Which is the special discipline and training from the Holy Spirit so that we manifest ourselves.
反是我们肚子里会生气的。
For whenever we feel mad inside,
凡是我们心里头会动怒的，外面还没有表现。
Whenever we feel angry in our hearts, although we do not show it outside,
这都是圣灵管教我们，说你看看你这个最深处啊，还有怒气，还有生气。
This is all the discipline from the Holy Spirit to show us that inside we still angry.
还有你的自己。
You still have yourself.
这就是圣灵许可我们父母啊，来错误的责备我们所发生的事情。
That is what happens when Holy Spirit allows our parents to rebuke us wrongly.
只等到我们父母啊错误的责备我们，我们啊全心全意的深处啊没有气。没有动怒。
Until one day that we are not being stirred up inside, that when our parents rebuke us again.
那就是完全证明说你这个人呢、啊，你我这个人呢、啊， 是绝对顺服神的。
So then you will approve that you and me 100% obey God.
父母错误的来责备我们，都惹不起我这个自己来，我都是顺服神的。
How parents wrongly accuse us will never stir us up.
我还是爱我的爸爸妈妈。
I still love my parents.
我还是听从我的爸爸妈妈。
I still listen to my parents.
你看这个不同的。
You see that's different.
这就代表我这个里面是。这个做耶稣基督的见证人。
It shows that I'm manifesting I'm the witness of Christ inside.
做耶稣基督的殉道者。
Being the martyr of Jesus Christ.
意思是出乎我自己的都死了葬了。
That is everything out of myself is already dead, buried.
我现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Now live no longer I, but Christ lives in me.
哎呀，这样的环境太多了。
There are a lot of this kind of situation.
你在工作事业上有好多的同事。说你的坏话。
At your work, your career, a lot of your colleagues say bad things about you.
惹不起你的气来。
And it cannot stir up your flesh.
惹不起你的怨言来。
Cannot stir up your complaint.
因为你是绝对顺服神的。
Because you obey God absolutely.
这就是说你不不顺服自己。
That means you are not obedient to yourself.
你完完全全顺服神的。
You absolutely obey God.
我们顺服神就是代表不顺服自己。
When we obey God, it shows that we are not obedient to
ourselves. 这就是主耶稣说，你要跟从我吗？就要。背起十字架，要舍去自己。路加福音说，你要舍己 ，deny yourself， 来跟从我。
So that's what Gospel Book of Luke said. That Lord Jesus said that if you would like to follow me, bear up your cross and deny yourself to follow me.
我们要跟，我们要天天跟随主。
Daily we shall follow the Lord.
圣经有一班弟兄叫144,000。
And there's a group of brothers from the Bible. It's called 144,000.
这是启示录第十四章开头一段头五节所说的。
That's the first five verses from the Book of Revelation, chapter 14.
这班弟兄姐妹啊，他们是羔羊，无论往哪里去都跟随的。
For this group of brothers, wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
他们是100% 在跟随羔羊的。
They follow the lamb 100%.
绝对不生气的。
They definitely will not get mad.
绝对没有怨言的。
Definitely no complaints.
他们在宝座前唱新歌。
And they sing a new song before the throne.
你我常常到宝座前是发怨言呢。
You and me often go to the throne to complain.
我们常常说神呢，你看我这么热心，常常下午里。礼拜六下午我都去聚会，你怎么还这样苦待我？
We often tell God that you see how jealous I am. I even go to meeting on Saturday afternoon, but why do you allow me to suffer like this?
所以我们常常到宝座前这个发怨言。
So we often go to complain before the throne.
所以这个十四万四千啊，在宝座前唱新歌，他这个歌是不我们不会唱的。
So those 144,000 as they sing the new song before the throne, those the new song which we cannot sing.
如果我们要唱他们这个新歌，就需要你绝。绝对的顺服神呢。
If we would like to sing the new song they sing, then we absolutely need to obey God.
完完全全没有怨言。
Definitely no complaints.
完完全全没有不平。
Absolutely no, we don't feel it's unfair.
完全没有讲理由，为着自己讲理由了。
And absolutely not talking reasons or giving excuses for ourselves.
这一般弟兄姊妹，他们真是舍己活出基督来的。
So this group of brothers, they truly deny themselves and live out Christ.
所以圣灵临到我们，就是做这。
So that's what the Holy Spirit drew upon us.
做耶稣基督的见证人。
Be the witness of Jesus Christ.
在家庭做丈夫的，做耶稣基督的见证人。
In families, husbands be the witness of Christ.
做妻子的要做耶稣基督的殉道者。
And the wife shall be the martyr for Jesus Christ.
做父母的是做耶稣基督的殉道者。
For parents, they are the martyrs of Jesus Christ.
做儿女的也是如此。
And so are children.
做老板的是如此，做伙计的也是如此。
So are boss and also it's subordinate.
在教会中做这个负责人的是如此，做我们普通弟兄姊妹的也是如此。
So are the responsible brothers in church as well as others.
这就是从中心到圆周做耶稣基督的见证人殉道者。
That is being the witness of Jesus Christ from the center to the circumference, the martyr.
意思就是说，我们天天舍己活出基督来。
It means that daily we deny ourselves to live out Christ.
我们是天天学习啊，这跟随羔羊啊。
Daily we learn to follow the Lamb.
我们再来读约翰福音第一章。
Let's read the Gospel Book of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章是有头一节是说什么呢？
The first verse in Gospel Book of John chapter 1 says,
他说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Says in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
所以说是这位创造宇宙万有的人太初是个道，道啊就是话。
So it means that the one who created everything in the universe, in the, that's the beginning, and that's the word, which is the word.
这个 word 就是神的话，就是这个话就代表有思想啊，有逻辑的。
This God's word represents there's thoughts and also logic.
那么在希腊原文叫这个道就是 logos。那翻译这个拉丁文就是 log 就是逻辑。
So the, in the original Greek, it means logos. That means logic.
所以这个神的做事情，或者宇宙所做的一切事情，都是有逻辑，都是有逻辑的。
So everything God does in the whole universe is with logic.
都有逻辑的。
And it's very logical.
都有道理的。不是糊里糊涂的。
Everything makes sense. It's not confusing.
神安排我们在这个家庭当中做父母，神有逻辑。
So God has arranged parents to be in this family. He has his logic behind it.
神安排我做这家庭中的儿女，神有他的逻辑，神有他的这个道。
God has his logic behind it as he arranged to be the children in this family.
他有他的这个道理，他有他的这个原因。
He has his reasons and being logical.
这位啊，这个满了有思想，满了有道理的这位神呢、然后成为一个人。
This God who is full of knowledge and thinking, he has become flesh, become man.
说一下第十四节是道成了肉身。
So it says the word become flesh.
是充充满了恩典和真理。
And full of grace and truth.
满了荣耀。
And full of glory.
这是头一天。
That's the first day.
这就说出神的永远目的。
And that talks about the eternal purpose of God.
这就说出诸世纪的目的。
That talks about the purpose of ages.
这一位神呢、他要成为一个人，这个人就是道成肉身的这位主耶稣一样。
This God will become a man, which is the Word become flesh, our Jesus Christ.
他说这种人呢。凡是这个不但是一个人，他是一个团体的人。
And it says that it's not only one man, but a group of people.
他说第十二节说，凡接待他的，凡接受他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
And verse 12 says, as many as receive him, to them gave his power to become the sons of God.
就是这等人呢，不是从血这个血气生的。
So those were not born out of blood and flesh.
不是从情欲生的，
nor out of the will of the flesh，
也不是从人意生的，
and not the will of man，
乃是从神生的，
but of God。
他说这种人呢，不是从血和肉生的。
He said those were not born out of flesh。
在希腊原文这个血、不是从两种血生的。
In the original Greek it means not from the two types of blood。
我们啊，这个每一个弟兄姐妹都是两种血。
Each brother and sisters will have two types of blood.
一个是爸爸的血，一个妈妈的血。
One is from mother and the other one is from father.
我们都是两种血生的。
We are born out of two kinds of blood.
只有主耶稣是一种血生的。
The only Lord Jesus Christ was born from one blood.
我们只有这个基督徒都是从一种血生的，从神生的。
All of us Christians were born out of one kind of blood, that's from Jesus.
所以这个非常奇妙，神的话语非常奇妙。
So it's very amazing of how God's word
is. 神的永远目的啊，就要得着一般像耶稣基督这样的人呢。
So God's eternal purpose is to receive a group of people just like Jesus Christ.
整个的宇宙都要充满耶稣基督。
The whole universe shall be filled with Jesus Christ.
他的名叫充满万有者。
His name is fills all in all.
这是神，所以今天受造之物都叹息劳苦，就等候那天了。
So all of the created are being growing and just waiting for that day to come.
等到我现在像基督徒，要充满基督。
So as Christians shall be filled with Christ.
然后万有都充满了基督。
And everything shall be filled with Christ.
这是 God's eternal purpose. 这是永远的目的。
And that's the eternal purpose of God.
啊，你这个谁没有别的目的？
There is no other purpose of God.
今天就是说出我们这个弟兄姐妹，我们今天普天下的人呢，这个被受造活在世界上几十年那个目的。
And it talks about our whole life being created and live on earth. That's the only purpose.
我们的目的都是在基督耶稣身上。
Our purpose is all on Jesus Christ.
男的。要充满耶稣基督，女的要充满耶稣基督。
For male shall be filled with Jesus Christ, and female shall be filled with Jesus Christ.
这是我们在地上活几十年最大的目的。
That is the biggest purpose for us to live on earth.
没有别的目的。
There's no other purpose.
我们这个目的不是住洋房，开啊这个Cadillac汽车。
Our purpose is not to live in a big house and drive the Cadillac car.
我们的目的那是活出耶稣基督来呀。
Our purpose is to live out Jesus Christ.
你不能够把洋房带到天上去。
You cannot bring your big house onto heaven.
你不能够把汽车带到天上去。
Nor can you bring the car into heaven.
一切这些外面的东西没有永存的价值。
There is no eternal value for anything outside.
你得着一个博士学位没有什么价值。
There's no value when you receive your PhD degree.
不能够带到永世里面去。
It cannot be brought into eternal.
另外一个就是他这个得着四个博士学位，也不能带到永世里面去。
Someone might got four PhD degrees, but they cannot bring it into eternity.
这不是说我们大家都不要得不得 HB 了，这个 PhD 了。
I'm not saying that nobody should get the PhD degree.
我说你这个目标不要在这些上讲，你就。损失了。
But then, if your goal is only on those, then it's a great loss.
我们的目标不是这个家庭。
Our goal is not the family.
我们这个目标不是名利地位。
Our goal is not for fame or position.
这都不能带到永世里面去。
Those could never bring into eternity.
哥林多前书第十五章有这样一句话。
First Book of Corinthians chapter 15 says.
出乎肉体的。
Out of flesh,
还有出乎血的，出乎魂的。
Out of the blood and out of soul,
这些都不能够承受神的国。
Those shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
只有出乎灵的，出乎耶稣基督的，那才能够承受神的国。
Only that out of spirit and out of Christ Jesus, that can inherit the kingdom of God.
被圣灵重生的，能承受神的国。
Those are being reborn by the Holy Spirit can inherit the kingdom of God.
我们这个魂呢，被圣灵充满了。不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活了，这能带到永世里面去。
When our soul is being filled with Jesus Christ, and we no longer live on ourselves, then that can we bring into eternity.
保罗在这个腓立比书说，我活着不是别的，活着是基督。
Paul said in Book of Philippians saying that for me to live is nothing else but to live is Christ Jesus.
我活着不是名利地位。
For me to live is not for fame or for positions.
也不是说工作事业。
Nor for work nor for career.
也不是所谓的属灵工作基督教事业。
Nor for the so-called spiritual Christianity's work.
就是我活出是基督，把基督彰显活出来啊。
That is for me to live is Christ, to manifest Christ.
保罗一生到末了说这句话。
Paul.All of his life said this at the end.
他这个年轻的时候啊，是这个几次这个在这个游行布道。
When he lived, there were several times of his ministries.
千万的圣徒因着他而蒙恩得救。
There were a lot of saints being saved by grace because of him.
但是到末了啊，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃他。
But At the end, all those who live in Asia Minor, they know him.
他的同工迪马也爱世界去了。
All those in Asia Minor, they left him at the very end. But even his co-worker Demas left him.
那么到了最后呢，他在罗马坐监了。
At the end, he was in prison in Rome.
也不能讲道了。
And also could not preach anymore.
也不能看望弟兄姊妹了。
And could not visit brothers and sisters.
他说什么呢？
So what did he say?
我活着是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着不是工作事业。
For me to live is not my work.
我活着不是布道讲道。
And not to preach, not to minister.
主有机会给我我就做一点。
So if Lord gave me the opportunity, then I did a little bit.
现在一切都没有了。
And now I don't have anything.
这个都不影响啊。
But this will not affect me.
因为我活着是基督。
Because I live is, for me to live is Christ.
不是讲道不是祷告聚会侍奉。
Not to preach, not to pray, not to serve.
我活着是基督彰显活出来，这是最重要的。
But the most important is that for me to live is to manifest Christ.
所以这就是 God's eternal purpose.
So that is the God's eternal purpose.
今天我们这些弟兄姊妹啊，要确定地看见耶稣基督的启示。
So today, as brothers and sisters, we must see the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们要看见这个意象。
We shall see this vision.
基督教现在已经走偏了。
Christianity has already gone astray.
借助基督教得名得利。得地位。
Through the Christianity, they try to gain the fame and also the profits and also the status.
好多基督徒写书，连我自己都写书。
A lot of Christians write books, including myself.
写书就是要卖钱呢。
To write books is to receive profit.
但我的书都没有卖钱的。
But all of my books did not sell well.
神不准许我卖钱。
Because God does not allow me to sell.
因为什么呢？因为这不是神的心意。
Because that is not God's will.
神不是要叫你借助写书卖钱发财。
God is not.God does not want you through writing books and then sell and get money.
现在在美国很多的有名的传道人写书卖钱的。
In the United States, a lot of famous preachers they write books and they sell for money.
还骄傲说，我都这个卖的钱都奉献了90%了。
And they also proudly say that all those profit I gain from selling books, I offer 100%.90%.
但是他有 10% 是已经一辈子花不完了。
But just as he still has the 10%, he still cannot spend it all.
这都是骗人的。
Those are all lies.
这是我们基督徒这传道人骗人的。
Those are the lies from the Christian preachers.
这个刚才唱的诗歌，这个逆托生他是没有钱的。
For the psalmist who wrote the hymns we just sung, Brother Watchman Nee, he actually had no money.
当我青年的时候遇见他，他就告诉我们说，他说你要真正的一个传道人呢，就是 volunteer poverty, 要自愿贫穷啊。
When I met him when I was young, he told me that a true preacher is volunteer poverty.
你要做主的仆人，要想发财，已经错了。
If you would like to be a servant of the Lord and you want to gain wealth, and that is wrong.
他引证啊，天主教的一个主的仆人叫 Saint Francis, Assisi.那么他这个就是这样自愿贫穷。
He used the example of Saint Francis, a servant of the Lord, that he volunteered to be in poverty.
所以今天我们全世界今天有好多的宗派，
so,
基督教的宗派。
So there are a lot of Christian denominations all over the world now.
像天主教啊，更正教啊。
In Catholics or the
Reformers,
Reformers.
还有各宗各派。
And all kinds of denominations.
还有一些独立的团体，像我们。
Or some independent groups like us.
但是不管哪个团体啊，只要蒙民得救的，都是我们亲爱弟兄姊妹。
But regardless of what kind of group they are,
我们根本没有宗没有派，我们就是神家的孩子。
As soon as they are saved, they are us.Brothers, sisters, and
就是那是说这个问题说你有没有得着圣灵
？And the major point is that whether you have received the Holy Spirit.
得着圣灵呢，就是我们亲爱弟兄姐妹。
If you receive the Holy Spirit, then you are our dear brothers and sisters.
但是下面就是增长的问题。这个我们重生了，然后基督在我们里面天天 increase 增加。
And the next question is, as we get saved, then the Christ every day increasing us.
有的人长一点，有的人。更多有的那达到丰满144,000羔羊无领往哪里去就达到丰满了
some increase a little bit but some gains to this fullness the 144,000 people they have become fullness.
所以我们看见这是我们一个伟大的家庭。
And that's a great family.
我们大家都是在增长的过程中。
And everyone is in this process of growing, increase.
我们都不完全。
We are not perfect.
就像保罗一样，他开头啊，他说他是小使徒，写哥林多书，他说他是个小使徒。
Just like Paul, at first he said he's the least of the disciples.
他是这个 apostle, 他是个最小的 apostle.
He's the least apostle.
最小的，这个很谦卑的，这相当谦卑的，基督相当多了。
I'm very humble, a lot Christ in him.
过了八年、十年以后啊，他写以弗所书，他说我是弟兄姊妹中间圣徒中最小的。
And after 8 or 10 years, when he wrote the book of Ephesians, he said I'm the least of the saints among brothers and sisters.
他自己更减少了，就是我是弟兄姊妹中最小的。
So he decreased himself even more. He's the least among brothers and sisters.
基督更增加了。
And more of increase of Christ in him.
到了后来快要到主去见主面了，快要被主带到天上去了。
And at the end, before he was going to see the Lord,
他写提摩太书了。
He wrote the book of Timothy.
他说我是在罪人中的罪魁呀。
He said I'm the chief among all the sinners.
他说我是罪人中的第一号罪人呐、
啊。I'm the number one sinner among the sinners.
他这个 decrease self 已经到了 zero 了，也没有了，也都罪魁了，第一号罪人。
So his decrease self has already become zero.
我们有弟兄姊妹祷告说，主耶稣啊，你赦免我这个罪魁呀、啊。
So there are brothers and sisters pray that Lord, please forgive me as the chief of the sinners.
我就问说，你怎么就变成罪魁了？保罗到了快死的时候，他才成为罪魁。你现在是在二十几岁就已经变成罪魁了。你这完全不是真实的，是假的，是学来的。
Then I say that, how can you're only 20 some years old? How can you are the chief of sinners already? Paul did not say this until before he was going to die. So this is just you are.Learning, you are not telling it the truth.
所以我们都是学来的，说是祷告，这个不是真诚的祷告。
So this is what we learn as we pray. It's not our true prayer.
我们现在祷告真的说，主啊，我是个罪人中的一个罪人，好了，不要那个罪魁，还没有资格。
Now when we pray, we can just say that, Lord, I'm just one of the sinners, and I don't even have the position to say I'm the chief of sinners.
所以我们呀，真是看见保罗啊，他从得救的时候就开始自己减少，基督增加，天天增加，天天到最后基督达到丰满。
So we can see ever since Paul got saved, daily he decreased and daily Christ increased until at the end he reached the fullness.
他说我活着是基督啊。
He said for me to live is Christ.
无论生也好死也好，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether by life or by death, let Christ manifest in my body.
他说这个什么叫做是无论生是什么意思？
What does it mean by life or death?
生是代表这个顺利发达，神听祷告。
To the life means that when it prospers and God listens to our prayers.
就是生就是顺利发达，神听祷告。这个死呢，就代表不顺利不发达，神也没有听祷告。
And the death means that it's not a smooth sailing and God is not listening to our prayers.
不管生好死也好，神听祷告不听祷告，总是叫基督在我身上彰显啊，基督显大。
So whether it's by life or by death, whether God listens to my prayer or not, let Christ be magnified in my body.
这就是保罗，他就是专心跟随主，就144,000人一个。
So that's like Paul, he totally completely followed the Lord, one of the 144,000.
144,000就是12×12的1000倍。
144,000 is 12×12×1,000 times.
12就代表绝对顺服神。
12represents absolutely obedience of God.
称上个十二，那就是再没有别的，都是绝对顺服神的。
And times 12 means there's really nothing else except obey to God.
再称上1000倍，哎呀，这个人简直是顺服的无可没有话说的。
And times 1,000 times really means this person is so obedient.
主耶稣就是这样啊。
That is how Lord Jesus was.
怎么会主耶稣是这个样子呢？
So how could Lord Jesus be like this?
在这个希伯来书5章说到主耶稣。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 5, it talks about Lord Jesus.
说主耶稣在肉身的日子
It says in the days of Lord's flesh.
啊，主耶稣在肉身的日子的时候，他在各样的苦难中学了顺从。
And he learned obedience by sufferings.
啊，是达到完全。
And he reached become perfect.
啊，达到长大成人。
And become the fullness full measure.
啊，他这个其中啊加了一个故事，就是他在克西马尼园里祷告。
And there is a story being added as his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们问说，主耶稣在地上受苦，啊，在各样的苦难中学了顺从，达到完全。他为什么加上这么在克西马尼园祷告的事情呢
？So we ask, if Lord Jesus learned obedience through suffering and become fullness, then why did we have to add a story of Garden of Gethsemane as he prayed?
啊，这个很奇妙哈。
Very amazing.
那就照着我所了解一点点，可以在这里。告诉你们，你可能看见更多的亮光。
So I would like to share a little bit of what I understand, but maybe you see some more light.
因为主耶稣那个时候啊，在克西马尼园祷告。
Because at that time, Lord Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
犹大带着一千那个兵啊，有个千夫长，就是一千个人啊，要来捉拿耶稣。
Judas brought 1,000 people and chief of thousands to come to get Lord Jesus.
当这个捉拿耶稣的这个彼得看着人来了，马上拔起刀来把大祭司耳朵砍掉了。
As soon as Peter saw those people coming, he took his knife and then cut off one of the high priest's ears.
主耶稣说，你怎么把他砍掉了？那么说，然后马拾起来把耳朵给他安上去了。
So Lord Jesus said, why did you cut his ear off? And then Lord Jesus took it and put it back.
主耶稣说这么一句话。
Lord said this.
他说：“你岂不知道，这个天空上有十二营的天使在等待着，来帮助我。”
Lord Jesus said, "Don't you know that there will be 12 camps of angels coming to help me?"
十二营天使，一营天使是六千。
12 camps, one camp will be 6,000.
这个六千，那么十二营的天使啊，那就是七万两千。你乘一乘看看。
For 12 camps, then that would become 72,000.
是七万两千天使，这个天空啊，睁着两个大眼都要看见。只要说主耶稣的手指头这么一勾，他们就来了。
There will be 72,000 angels in the sky, and they're all looking as soon as
只要他这个耳朵大，这个就听啊，敲好听看看耶稣有没有说来，这就来了。
They are all with their ears, they are listening. If Lord says come, then they will all go.
七万两千天使在天上要来帮助他。
72,000 angels in the sky will come to help him.
但主耶稣怎么样呢？也手也不勾，舌头也不说来。
But Lord Jesus doesn't even move any of his fingers and he doesn't say come.
一个天使，旧约圣经告诉我们说，可以杀死185,000人。
For the Old Testament tells us just by one angel he's able to kill 185,000.
是一个天使可以杀死185,000人，七万两千天使，你算算，那你需要 computer， 我这个是算不出来了。
So if one angel is able to kill 185,000 people, then think about the 72,000 angels.
要杀死多少人呢
？How many would they kill？
这是什么故事呢
？So what kind of story is that？
这就是故事，主耶稣是无限的。说服神呢
？So it really tells us that Lord Jesus infinitely obeyed to God.
七万两千天使乘上185,000，你就知道多么顺服了。哎呀
！If you think about 72,000 times 185,000, then you know how obedient our Lord Jesus is.
这就是十二乘十二的一千倍，144,000所象征的。
So that is what 12 times 12 times 1,000, 144,000 represents.
哇，你说要忍耐吗？那这个简直是我们这没有办法忍耐，那么只有耶稣彰显才能忍耐。
Talking about patience, we really cannot be patient. Only when Jesus Christ is manifested, then we can have such endurance.
你说是爱心吗？那只有耶稣才有真正的爱心。
You talk about love, then only Jesus Christ has such love.
这么伟大。哎呀，这么大的这个度量
，is so great with great capacity。
啊，有的时候我们家里还是这个太太讲我两句话，我就受不了了。
Sometimes when my wife just kind of tells me to something that I cannot be patient anymore。
你应当学习什么？你这个做丈夫的骂我骂我骂我，从这开头我8点钟开始骂我，一直骂到12点。
Then what should we learn is that a husband yells from 8 p.m. until
8 o'clock until 12.
每一年呢，每一天都骂。
Daily he yells.
并且骂了一百年呢。
Until 100 years.
你都欢欢喜喜敬拜神。
And still you worship the Lord with joy.
有一点像耶稣了。
Then that would be a little like Jesus.
有一点像这个千万天使的天使，一个天使杀死十八万，那么大的度量。
Then that would be the great capacity, just like one angel kills 185,000.
我们的主是多么样的美丽。
So how beautiful is our Lord?
多么样的圣洁。
How holy is our Lord?
多么样的爱。
How he's with so much
love. 多么样有智慧。
And with great wisdom.
哎呀，我们简直是无法形容了。
We really cannot describe it.
我们是说，这就是我们说看见的，这个主耶稣，我们要做耶稣的见证人。
So that is the Lord Jesus we see, and we shall be his witness.
所以这个约翰福音第一章给我们看见头一段呢，第一天呢，就是道成肉身。啊，要充满整个宇宙。
So the Gospel of John tells us the first day that Jesus Christ will become flesh, he shall fill the whole universe.
第二呢，就是第二天了。
The second thing will be the second day.
啊，圣经里面这个第一章的29节那里是说的。
So chapter 1 verse 29 says.
他说，这个次日就是第二天了。
The next day, that is the second day.
他说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世界罪孽的。
He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world."
到了第35节啊，又是个再次日，就是次日的第二段。
And verse 35 says, "Again, the next day, which is the day after the second day."
啊，就看见这个耶稣行走。
And he saw Jesus walk.
就是耶稣行事为人了。
That is how he behaves.
他说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
And he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
啊，到了第三天，就是到了这个42。
And verse 32.
他说又次日，就是这个次日有三段。
And so next day, that means the third stage of the different days.
这就是这三个这个三个次日就代表这条路。
The three next day represents this way.
头一天呢，就是叫的神的永远目的。
The first day is the eternal purpose of God.
这个第二日啊，就是那条路。
The second day is the way.
我们怎么样得着这位道成肉身的基督啊，活出这么伟大的基督来？
So how can we receive this Jesus who will become flesh and live out this great Christ?
第一，先要接受神的羔羊，除罪的羔羊。
First, we shall know the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world.
第二呢，就是要接受啊，这个行走的羔羊，行事为人的羔羊，一举一动、言一行啊，都是羔羊。
And second, we shall accept this Lamb, how he walks and every behavior is like Lamb.
那就是在天天在苦难中学习顺从。
That's to learn obedience daily through suffering.
第三天呢，那第三个次日，那就是看见天开了。
And the third next day.Is that to see the heaven is open?
我们如果是天天接受除罪的羔羊，因为我们有罪，我们常常会有错，需要主的宝血。
If daily we accept the lamb which takes away the sin, because we are wrong, so we sin.
啊，我们啊要天天接受这个行走的羔羊。
Daily we shall accept the lamb which walks.
在羔羊的苦难中学习顺从。
And learn obedience through the suffering of the lamb.
到末了，我们就看见天开了，天我们就数天了。我们就变成有基督增加了，我们就是与基督同坐宝座了。
At the very end, we see the heaven is open, and we are become heavenly. Then, when Christ increases, we sit in the heavenlies with Christ.
啊，到了第二章就是第三天了。
And chapter 2 becomes the third day.
啊，第三天就下面有七个神迹。
And there are seven miracles.
从水变酒到拉撒路从死里复活。
From how water turns into wine and to the resurrection of Lazarus.
这七个神迹也就是七个预兆 signs, not only miracles, but signs.
Those seven miracles are seven signs.
说约翰特别用这个 signs, 是有标记不仅仅是个 miracle, 乃是一个标记。
So John used the word sign, those are not just miracles, but signs.
他就是预表说这七个神迹就代表我们一生的年日所经历的许多的苦难试炼，我们都要学习自己减少，基督增加死和复活。
So all those seven signs represent that all of the sufferings experiences we experience in the days of our life, and we learn to we decrease and Jesus increase.
啊，是我们天天与基督同坐宝座。
And daily we sit in the throne together with Jesus.
这是我们的道路，这就是我们的道路。我们要如何把耶稣基督彰显活出来？
That is our way, that how we can manifest and live out Christ.
啊，现在呢，我们就开始啊。 要来学习读圣经，怎么样读圣经？
And now we would like to learn how shall we read the Bible.
我们把马太福音第一章开起来。
Let's turn to chapter 1 of book of Matthew.
我从前啊，这个圣经新约，我曾经啊在年轻的时候，在大学第三年开始背，一直背到毕业以后，10个月。
I started to memorize the New Testament when I was in college and then until I graduate.
所以我这个圣经对新约圣经背了一遍，相当熟啊。
So I memorized the New Testament once and I truly was familiar with it.
意思相当有印象。
And it had a great impression on me.
旧约就印象不够那么多。
But I do not have a deeper impression with the Old Testament.
那就简直是有点不可能啊。
And it's almost impossible to memorize all the book of Bible.
那么多读几遍，这个有点印象是可以的。
So if we read more and with more impression, that's okay.
我虽然对圣经有印象，我蛮熟了，就是字面的话都熟了。
So although I'm very familiar with the words,
但是这个圣经这个字面的背后啊。
But what's behind the words of Bible, there are all those representations, meanings.
它有树林的意思。
They are spiritual meanings.
有了这个树天的意思。
Heavenly meaning.
所以我们不一定能够完全了解。
So we might not understand fully.
但是这圣经每一段每一句甚至有每一个字其中重要的那么都有树林的树天的意思。
But every word, every verse in the Bible, it truly have its important heavenly meaning.
这个树林的意义都是集中在主耶稣自己身上。
So all of those spiritual meanings all focus on Jesus Christ himself.
圣经字面是故事、历史、道理。
The Bible, it tells all the histories, all the stories, and the knowledge.
这是字面的意思。
That is the surface meaning.
但是这个背后啊。 他描写的乃是这个eternal meaning，是一个永远的意义。But
what's behind it, it shows the eternal meaning.
都是指着耶稣基督的启示，都是指着耶稣基督说的。It's
all focused on the revelation of Jesus Christ.
路加福音最后一章24章啊，主耶稣亲自说。The
last chapter, chapter 24 of book of Luke, Lord Jesus himself.
他说整本旧约圣经啊，都是指着他说的。He
said that all of the Old Testament It's pointed toward him.
摩西的书、先知的书、诗篇上的话。
It's the Moses and all the prophets and also the words in the Psalm.
这都是旧约圣经，是一概都是指着他说的。
All those Old Testaments are concerning about himself.
中文翻译的不够那么准确。
The Chinese translation was not very accurate.
我当初读的时候背的时候，他说反执着我的话，都必须应验。
As I memorized, it says that all those things concerning me shall become fulfilled.
这个反那意思说还有一些话不是执着你说的，就不应验了。
Then it might mean that all those things not concerning him might not be fulfilled.
这是中文给我的领会。
But that's what the Chinese showed to me.
但英文不是这个说法的，原文不是这个说法。
The original text does not say this.
意思说旧约圣经一概都是指着主耶稣讲的。
The original text says that all of the scriptures concern about Lord Jesus.
所以那么旧约圣经是如此，新约圣经更是如此。
So the Old Testament and so is the New Testament.
我从前读圣经啊，就是自己不会开启圣经，不明白。
Previously, when I read the scriptures, I did not understand about it.
虽然圣经很熟，但是没有一节圣经你自己看见亮光。
Although I'm very familiar with the scriptures, but there's not even one verse I got light from it.
我每一次讲到交通主的话语。 就是一大桌子书，这个解经家，那个解经家，许多神的仆人的书啊，都在这个大一大桌子啊，有关这个祷告的我就列下来，有关有聚会的列下来，然后把它搜集在一起啊，然后再加上一点的见证，那么就讲给弟兄姊妹听。
Every time before I preach, I read a lot of books which are by the servants of God. I just gather information from here and there and then add my own testament that I share with brothers and sisters.
那么结果弟兄在听了以后也蛮有供应，那么但是他也搞不清我从哪来的。
So when brothers and sisters heard it, they feel they gained a lot, but they still don't know where I got those from.
后来这些书本我都读光了，读没有了。
And I finished all of those books.
说我只在一个地方教会啊，只能待三年呢。
So I can only stay in one gathering for 3 years.
因为这三年以后啊，没有道讲了。
Because after 3 years, I don't have anything else to preach anymore.
因为好道都讲完了。
Because all the good preachings I've finished.
人家弟兄姊妹会看书的说，你徐弟兄不要再讲了，我们看书就好了。
Those brothers sisters who read books, they say that brother Xu don't even have to.Preach anymore because we can just read books on our own.
是，那是1953年、五四年。
That was about 1953 or 1954.
哎，我就很苦闷呢。
I really felt a lot of burden.
我只是刚刚才三十来岁，那么这个三十岁左右，那么我说主啊，你叫我呼召我做传道，我没有道传的，都是传人家的道啊。
At that time, I was about 30-something years old, and I asked the Lord.As you call me out to preach, but then there's really nothing for me to preach because I only preach what others already said.
我说这个我下面还有几十年，我就这个我不能骗，我不能光做游行布道，那都不行啊。
I still have a lot more years left, but I cannot just go around the places to preach.
所以我说主，你必须给我开启，起码叫我明白怎么样解释圣经，我有新的亮光是别人没有看见的才可以啊。
So I told the Lord, you have to.Enlighten me so I can see the light that others don't see.
我从前只会说热饭、炒饭，不会做稀饭呢。
Back then, I could only cook one kind of rice, but nothing else.
人家一讲完了，已经做好的饭，我来热一热给弟兄姊妹，也是可不错的了。那么可以吃饱啊，但是没有新饭做了，不会做。
I could only heat up what others already cooked, but I cannot cook myself.
我说我这个你呼召我的传道，我没有道传，我还是要打退堂鼓了，我还是做我的工程师算了。
I told the Lord that you call me out to preach, but I really cannot preach anymore. Maybe I just give up and go back to be my own engineer.
我不要这个骗人了。
I don't want to lie to others anymore.
所以后来1955年来到台湾。1955年来到台湾，1954年，不是，是，1954年啊，我1949年我就去台湾了。
So in 1949, I came to Taiwan.
到了1954年呢，我就发生这个难处了。
So in 1954, I had this difficulty.
所有树灵人的书我都看完，我都做上笔记了。
I have already finished all those spiritual people's books. I've even made notes.
就是那一些了，比别的我圣经也不开启，也不敢开启。你讲错了怎么办呢？
So that was it.And I did not see any light in the Bible, and then I did not dare to speak anymore because what if I say something wrong?
我自己不会读圣经啊。
Because I did not know how to read the Bible.
所以我就很苦闷，我要打退堂鼓了。
So I really felt bad that I wanted to give up.
那么后来1955年呢，甚至打发施白克弟兄到台湾来了。
So 1955, Lord sent.Brother Austin Spark to Taiwan.
我从前有一个错误的领会，在聚会所里头啊，就是这个圣经是真理，不能乱讲的。你讲错怎么办呢
？Back then, I had a wrong impression is that the Bible we cannot talk about Bible just whatsoever because it's the truth.
所以我就不敢去解释圣经。你结果你怎么解释乱解释怎么行啊
？So I did not dare to explain the Bible because I was afraid I would be wrong.
所以我就圣经不开启了。
So the Bible did not open up to me.
字面的圣经是有印象，但是圣经里面属灵的东西不开启。
I understood the words superficially, but I did not have revelation of what's inside.
后来施白克弟兄来到台湾，他这个开特别机会，讲得非常的好。
Then Brother Spark came to Taiwan, had a special meeting. He had a great sharing.
他讲的一篇信息是印证一中这个圣经一段，和我传统的很好的真理的圣经啊。是有就完全不同的解释。
He shared the place from Bible, which is totally different explanation from what I heard before.
我但是满了膏油，满了生命。
But it was full of anointing, full of life.
我就说这怎么圣经是真理？怎么你这样讲那样讲？那哪个是真理啊？
I really wonder because if Bible is the truth, then if you mention this way or some other people mention something else, then which one is the truth?
举一个例子来说，是拉撒路是上天堂的，虽然很苦，上天堂的。
So for example, Lazarus, although he suffered a lot, but he went up to heaven.
那个财主都是不接受耶稣的，都要下地狱的。
And the rich man who did not accept Jesus should go to hell.
这是什么传统的解释真理？
That's the traditional way of explaining the truth.
但是施派哥这一讲啊，就是拉撒路啊，就是我们周围的人，这个财主就是你我这些基督徒啊。
But Brother Sparks explained that Lazarus is like us around us, but the rich man is our Christian.
所以这一听，这个完全这个讲解不同。
So it's totally different explanation.
但是满了膏油，满了生命，都叫做基督。
But full of anointing, full of life, and gained Christ.
所以我就告诉李长寿弟兄说，我说李弟兄，你要给我安排个时间，我要请教十八个弟兄，到底怎么样解释圣经，才能证明圣经的真理。
So I asked Brother Lee that please do arrange a time for me to ask Brother Spark how can we explain the truth in the Bible.
这就给我安排个礼拜五的下午三点钟，我就去了。
So he arranged me the time on Friday afternoon 3 p.m.
我一见到十八个弟兄，我就问说，我是如何解释圣经就变成圣经的真理。
So I asked Brother Spark, how can we explain the Bible so it become the truth in the Bible?
难道这样解释那样解释都是真理吗？
Is it right that if we explain this way or that way, are they all truth?
他一听就知道了。
Then immediately he understood.
他就给我解答了。
And he gave me the answer.
他说圣经的真理啊，不是道理。
He said the truth in the Bible is not knowledge.
圣经的真理啊，不是解释。
The truth in the Bible is not just explanation.
圣经的解释，圣经的真理啊，也不是一种系统的神学。
The truth in the Bible is not a systematic theology.
那么这个圣经的真理是什么呢？
So what is the truth in the Bible?
圣经的真理是一个 living person, 是一个活的人。
So the truth in the Bible is a living person.
他说主耶稣说，我就是真理。
He said that Lord Jesus said that I am the truth.
他说这个真理是指着基督自己来说，活的基督，活的神。
Truth points out to Jesus himself. He's the living God.
我从小就把这些人，我是道路真理生命，我都背得呱呱烂熟啊。
I have memorized this verse. I'm the way, the truth, and life. I memorize it.
你看这个，但是你不开启。
But I was not enlightened.
他说这个你这个圣经啊，这个。他这个真理是指着一个 living person 来说的，活的人，活的基督来说的。
He said the truth in the Bible points to this living person, living Christ.
你这个圣经是这样用这个方向来读，你摸着这个 living person, 活的基督。
If you read like this, then you would touch the living person.
那就摸着真理了。
Then you touch the truth.
你如果这样解释这样的讲解，摸不着这个活的人。
If the way you explain does not touch this living person,
那就是死教训，死解释了。
Then those are the explanation or knowledge in death.
那就是神学，那就是死神学，那没有价值。
Those are the theologies and those are dead, have no value.
因为神赐圣经给我们，那是要把活的人给我们。
Because God has given us the scriptures to give us a living person.
你要得着这个活的基督，活的人，活的神，你要充满这个活的人，活的神。
So if you gain this living person, living Christ, living God, then you should be filled by it.
这是圣经，神赐圣经的本意。
That's the original meaning when God gives the scripture.
神赐圣经不是给你一些这个一些死道理、死神学、死解释。
So God gives us the Bible, not just give us those explanations or theologies in which is are dead.
神把圣经给你，那是把这个活的人要给你，这个人是无限的。是一个丰满的。
God gives us the scripture is to give us the living person. He is infinite and he's in fullness.
你摸着这个活的人，你就摸着这个活的基督了。
When you touch this living person, then you touch the living Christ.
你就摸着这个真理了。
Then you touch the truth.
其他都不是真理。
And anything else are not truth.
哎呀，我一下子开窍了。
And immediately I understand.
我圣经都背了一遍，我都很熟了，但是从来没想到圣经是叫我们摸着这个活的人呢。
Back then, I memorized the Bible.And I read it once. I was so familiar with it, but I never realized it's a living person.
嗯，他又说，你说你读马太福音啊，这个读你今天读马太福音，摸着活的基督，充满活的基督。
Then he said that if you read the Gospel Book of Matthew, then you be touched the living Christ and being filled by him.
你明天读第二章的时候，你摸着这个活的人，活的基督。
And the next day when you read chapter two, then you still touch this living person, living Christ.
你这个活的人，活的基督在你里面天天增加。
And this living person, living Christ, increasing you daily.
你那个马可福音还没有读到了，主耶稣已经来了。
And most likely, even before you read the Gospel of Mark, Lord Jesus already come.
主耶稣来的问是问说，你有没有读马可福音？主不问这些问题。
Lord, when he comes, he will not ask.Have you read the Gospel Book of Mark?
主问你说，你读圣经有没有摸着这个我这个 living person?
Lord will ask you that when you read the Bible, have you touched this living person?
主我差点一讲我都开窍了。
Then after he told me this, I truly understand.
我从前读马太福音头一段这个家谱我都不读的。
Back then, I always skipped the first genealogy.
都是些外国名字。
They are all those Western names.
所以我都是从第十八节开始读。
So I always started with verse 18.
其实这每一段每一节都有基督在那里，活的人在那里。
Actually, each word truly have living Christ.
说礼拜六那是礼拜五晚下午。我开窍了。
So I started to understand that was Friday.
礼拜六早晨起来，我把所有的书都放在架子上去，书架子上去了。
And Saturday morning when I woke up, I put all those books back into the shelf.
我不要再读这些名人的书了。
As I no longer need to read those books written by famous people.
我要祷告圣灵啊，是来将基督这个活的人启示给我。
I have to pray to Holy Spirit to reveal to me this Christ, this living person.
从马太福音第一章第一节开始读。
Start from Book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节说亚伯兰的后裔大卫的子孙耶稣基督的家谱。
The verse one says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
我是祷告圣灵，祷告主说。
Then I pray to the Holy Spirit, pray to the Lord.
马太福音第一章第一节有什么 living person 叫我摸得着
？So why is this living person in this Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 that I can touch?
我就读英文呢，它的开头就是耶稣基督的家谱。
Then when I read the English, it says the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
这一开头就是给我们看见耶稣基督。
Immediately we see Jesus Christ in the beginning.
哇，这个圣灵开了我的窍了。
So the Holy Spirit has enlightened me.
新约圣经一开始就是耶稣基督。
The beginning of New Testament is Jesus Christ.
因为圣经也是蛮熟的，所以圣经很多就是啊，神就是要叫耶稣基督凡事上居首位。
So then I know that God would like Jesus Christ to be the preeminence on everything.
啊，叫我们啊，这主耶稣是一切啊。
So Jesus Christ is everything.
新约时代的开头就是主耶稣，没有别的。
In the times of New Testament, in the beginning is starts with Jesus Christ. There's nothing else.
不是长老会、浸信会、天主教，还有我们独立团体。
Not with all those different denominations or our own groups.
那是耶稣基督啊。
But Christ Jesus.
你要得罪耶稣基督，我们就哎呀，我就满了膏油，哎呀，我就敬拜神了，摸着火的基督了，火立定分上了。
As soon as I gained Jesus Christ, I was full of anointing. I worship God because I have touched this living person.
然后我就说这是耶稣基督的家谱。
Then it's the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
什么是家谱呢
？Why is the genealogy?
家谱就是一个大家庭的人名单呢。
It's the name list of a big family.
哎呀，圣灵的开窍，哇，感谢大明主啊，这个。 家谱里面也有我在其中啊。
Then I'm being opened up that I'm one of them in this genealogy.
凡信耶稣的人，接受耶稣的，都是谁的儿女，都在这个家庭里头啊。
All of those who accept Jesus, believe unto him, they are the children of God. Therefore, we're in this genealogy.
哎呀，这个家谱我都摸着这个 living person 了。
So even the genealogy will touch this living person.
然后说这个人呢、啊，是大是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And so it's the son of Abraham.
啊，他这个他这个中文翻成这个亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。讲法不同啊。
The Chinese translation says that the seed of Abraham.The children of David.
其实都是儿子，在希腊原文。
The original Greek says son.
哦，亚伯拉罕的儿子，亚伯拉罕有很多儿子，其中有一个儿子叫这个以撒，很有名的。
So Abraham has a lot of sons, and one of them is Isaac, very famous.
哦，这个以撒就是被杀献祭的。
Isaac was the one who was killed and being offered up.
这个大卫的儿子，大卫有好多儿子。
So David also had a lot of sons.
那有一个儿子叫所罗门呢，是很有名的。
One of them called Solomon, very famous.
哦，所罗门就是建造教会、建造圣殿的。
So Solomon was the one who built the temple.
哦呀，感谢赞美主！这个耶稣基督啊，他先被杀献祭，然后建造教会啊。
Thank and praise the Lord that because Jesus Christ was being killed and offered up, and therefore build up the church.
又摸着这个活的人了。
Once again, touch the living person.
都集中在这个 living person 上面。
It's all focused on Jesus Christ, the living person.
啊，这亚伯拉罕生的第二节说，亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒又生雅各，雅各又生犹大和他的弟兄。
And then the verse 2 says, Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob.Jacob begot Judas and his brethren.
哎呀，我一看，哦，这些以撒呀、雅各啊、犹大都很有名的。
Then I see Isaac, Jacob, and Judas. They are all very famous.
但是他的弟兄都没有提名字。
But his brethren, which did not mention their names.
这个他弟兄不提名字，就是你我这些弟兄姐妹呀。
So those without names means as brothers.
哎呀，我又感谢赞美主是主，我也在这个家谱里头啊。
So
我虽然说我没有名，叙而见，那么他。确实，记在这个圣经里头。
So I do give thanks and worship Lord because although even myself without the name here, but it's in here.
圣经满有亮光，这都是我这个是摸着这个活的人而成功的。
So that's because I have touched this living person, so I understand.
下面说耶稣啊，就十八节以后啊，那么这个跳过去了。他说这个玛利亚许配了约瑟，约瑟后来他生了孩要生。孩子，所以要想把他这个休了，暗暗的休了。
So that from verse 18, Mary was espoused to Joseph, and then she was going to give her children. Then Joseph was almost want to give her away in private.
所以在这里看见有一个故事，约瑟有个很大的难处。
So we see the story here. Joseph had a great difficulty.
他这个未婚妻呀，还没有结婚呢，他就要生孩子了。
His fiance even before got married already was going to give birth.
后来呀，主的使者向他显现啊，他就娶过来了。
And then after the Lord appeared unto him, he married her.
所以呀，这里面有什么摸着这个活的？基督呢？
So what's in there that we would touch the living Christ?
因为这里是一个原则，圣经这个故事代表一个原则。
So here's the principle. The story represents a principle.
意思说，这个约瑟就代表我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
It shows that Joseph represents all of us brothers and sisters.
我们大家都有不同的难题。
We all have different difficulties.
这个约瑟这个难题怎么样解决呢？
So how could the difficulty of Joseph being resolved?
主向他显现。
Lord appeared to him.
他就娶过来了。
Then he married her.
哎呀，我说我们弟兄姊妹所有的难题啊，只有遇见主，那就可以解决了。
So all of the difficulties of brothers and sisters, as soon as we meet the Lord, that can be resolved.
所以不能解决，就是因为我们没有遇见主。
We're not able to resolve them because we haven't met the Lord.
主向我们显现。
Lord appeared to us.
我们这个问题一切问题都解答了。
Then all of our problems are being resolved.
这也是很好的，叫我们摸着活的基督。
And that is also very good. We touch this living Christ.
他说你要给他起名叫耶稣。
And he said that you should name him Jesus.
这个耶稣就是要把他们从罪恶里救出来。
And Jesus shall save the people from the sin.
又叫他的名字叫以马内利。
And also his name should be called Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
God with us.
啊，我说主啊，这里怎么叫我摸着活的基督啊？
So I asked the Lord, how shall we touch the Christ Jesus here?
哎呀，我在摸想，他说，哦，他的名字先叫耶稣，后叫以马内利。
So I meditate that first of all, his name is Jesus, and later called Emmanuel.
先救我们脱离罪，然后主就与我们同，神就与我们同在。
First, he saves us, delivers us from sin, and later, God's with us.
我马上又看见一个永远的原则 ，spiritual principle.
Then immediately I see the spiritual principle.
哦，这个是这个一摸着这个 spiritual principle， 就变成永远的，每一个时间都可以应用了。
As soon as I touch the spiritual principle, it becomes eternal. I can use it anytime.
啊，所以啊，他先叫耶稣，后叫耶马内利，意思就是说。我先呀脱离罪，然后就得着主的同在，神的同在。
So first he shall be called Jesus and later Emmanuel. That means first we are being delivered from sin and later we have the presence of Lord.
哎呀，我就感谢大米主，我是主事，我什么时候我犯罪了，我马上要认罪，从罪里救出来，叫耶稣经历耶稣，然后再经历神的同在啊，满了神的喜乐安息。
So I give thanks and praise unto God that whenever I sin, I should confess my sin and repent, and then I receive the presence of God. And I have peace with God.
嗯，所以在这里给我们看见，这就是学习读圣经啊。
So here we see how we shall learn to read the Bible.
施白克弟兄讲，他说圣经满了属灵的原则。
Brother Spark says that the spiritual principle, the Bible includes all the spiritual principles.
啊，这些属灵的原则就非常丰富的，但是我们呀，因着经历圣灵的这个度量不够，经历啊基督不多，所以我们发现的属灵原则啊。不多。
The spiritual principles are very abundant, but because our experience with Holy Spirit and our experience with the Lord is limited, therefore it's our realization of spiritual principles are also limited.
啊，所以圣经满了属灵的原则，不过我们现在不一定发现，也许我们再长进一点，发现更多。
So the Bible is full of spiritual principles, but we might not find them now, but maybe when we grow up later, we find them more.
并且我们要和众弟兄姊妹一同来发现，基督是何等的阔长深高啊！
And together we will realize, together with brothers and sisters, to know that Christ is so long, so wide, so deep, and also so high.
我们读圣经只能从这个方向来思想，再从另外一个方向思想，这个方向来思想，你不可能那无限的方向，你这个头都累死了，思想就我们就没有办法。
As we read the Bible, if we just meditate from this way or this direction or that direction, but we are not thinking a whole picture in infinity, then it's very tiring.
嗯，所以我们呀，弟兄姊妹，大家你有这个思想，先给你想这个思想，先给那个弟兄那个姐妹是另外一个思想，所以他们这个都是不同的思想，来到一起的时候，大家都有亮光，可能这个不一定啊。这个亮光很高，但是都是由浅入深啊，都有亮光。
So as we read the Bible, as God gives this brother some light, that sister some light, but as we get together, then we combine all the lights, then the light will be even more.
所以我开窍以后啊，那时候我还在台南侍奉，那么我就带领弟兄姊妹，我说要。重新读圣经啊，重啊，要摸着火的基督。
So after I understand this, I was serving in Tainan back then. Then I told brothers sisters, let us start to read Bible again.
嗯，所以我就读到这个第二章的时候，我们就回就先说，这个主耶稣啊降生的时候，白里恒的男孩子都杀死了。
So in chapter 2, we say that when Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem, all of the boys were being killed.
嗯，然后啊，我们说我们回家去。好好的思想祷告，怎么样摸着这个活的基督。
So let us go back and meditate and to think to pray about how can we live out this living Christ.
有什么原则在里面。
What is the principle in there?
啊，所以后来我们就回家第二到下个礼拜我们就来一同交通。
So next week we gather together again to share.
有一个弟兄就说。
So a brother said.
他说他这个思想他。哎呀，这班弟这个小孩子啊，是头一批啊，为着主耶稣寻道的，受死的。
This brother say that those children were the first ones being martyred for Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以他们祷告说：“主啊，叫我们这些人呢，也像这些小孩子一样，为着主耶稣受死。”
So they pray that Lord, let us be the same as those children, also die for you.
你看，他就这个因着这个白里恒的孩子，首先为他去激励他。 要为着主啊，这个殉道，为着主受死。
So because of those boys in Bethlehem, it encouraged him to die for the Lord.
嗯，还有一个弟兄啊，有的是思想在另外一个方向。
And another brother gave a different thought from different direction.
他这个小孩子都长得差不多。
All those little kids look the same.
两个眼睛，两个耳朵，一个鼻子。
Two eyes, two ears, and one nose.
所以生出来的时候都差不多。
So they all look very similar when
they're born. 男的女的也分不清楚。
And they could not tell boys from
girls. 姓什么姓王的也分不清楚。
They could not tell who is whom.
需要加上个记号才能够晓得。
Need to add some signs on them, then we know.
那些小孩子啊，生出来以后啊，都差不多，都想象。
All those children look alike when they were born.
但是只有一个是基督，其他都不是。
But there was only one that's Jesus. None others.
意思是像基督却不是基督的都要出去。
So it means that all those who look like Christ but not Christ shall be all removed.
啊，这个原则也很好。
So that's a good principle too.
你说你那个温柔嘛，那个温柔，温柔，温柔，你的温柔不是基督，是像基督。
So if we talk about meekness or gentleness, those are just like Jesus but not Jesus.
你说你这个爱心吗？那个爱心啊，是像基督，却不是基督。
But if you talk about love, those are like Christ but not Christ.
你这个传福音啊，分散单张啊，有点像基督，却是不是基督。
As you preach gospel to give out tracts, that's like Christ but not Christ.
为什么呢？因为你忍了忍耐，只能是三分钟。到了五分钟的时候，你这个大脾气就得发出来了。
But why is that? Because your endurance can only last up to 3 minutes, and then until 5 minutes you get angry.
所以你这个像你这个温柔像基督，这都是这不是基督，是你自己的。
So if your meekness is like Christ, those are not from Christ, that's your own.
你这个散单张啊，不是基督，是像基督。
Giving all the tracts are not Christ, it's like Christ.
为什么呢？因为你散单张的时候，你就分给每一个人行人啊，有的人谢谢谢谢谢谢啊，你很快乐。
Why is that? Because when you give all the tracts, you give to those people, and then whenever they thank you, you feel happy.
啊，然后有一个人呢，他这个接到这个单张以后，我就打到你脸上去了。
Then one of them, when they receive the tracts, they just they throw that on your face.
然后你就骂他说这个人该下地狱。
Then you yell at him that you should go to hell.
说你这个散单张啊，是像基督却不是基督。
So as you give out tracts, it's like Christ but not Christ.
像基督不是都谁都不要，谁都要应该要出去。
God does not want all those that like Christ.
这个原则也很好。
So that's a good principle.
这都是摸着活的基督。
That's touching the living Christ.
那么施白科弟兄他读在那圣经啊，他也有看见一个原则。
So Brother Spark also read this and he saw a principle.
他是耶稣降生就是耶稣的同在。
He said that when Christ was born, that means the presence of Christ.
耶稣啊，同在，耶稣与我们同在。
Christ is with us.
那耶稣同在啊，就需要受缠难之苦。
So with the presence of Christ, then we should go through the birth pain.
你要这个受惨难之苦啊，这个是死了这么多的孩子，就是一种惨难的原则。意思说我们这个教会啊，不兴旺，就是我们要为着这个教会要这个要受生产之苦啊。
So it's the principle of giving. So it's the principle that when a lot of boys die, that means we should go through this.First pain, which is if our church is not prosperous, then everyone should go through the birth pain together.
为这个教会祷告。
Pray for this church.
为这个教会奉献。
Offer for this church.
为这个教会我花时间花精力。你要是受生产之苦。
And offer up time and our efforts, we should go through the birth pain.
要传福音了，你要先请你的朋友先吃饭。
So if we shall preach gospel, you should invite them, treat them dinner first.
这吃完饭以后，你要用车子把他送到会所来呀。
And also give them rides to the meeting place.
你要陪着，坐在他旁边陪他来听道啊。
You have to sit next to him to listen to the preach.
这都是与基督同受生 生产之苦，才有带下主丰富的同在呀。
That is to go through the birth pain together with Christ, then we can bring in the presence of the Lord.
啊，是我们呀，这个很多的事情都是如此。
So it applies to many things.
啊，我们这个家庭聚会也是如此。
So it's our home gathering.
我们这个读经聚会也是如此。
Our Bible study.
都要为这个聚会啊受生产之苦，那才有带下基督的同在。
We shall suffer the birth pain for those meetings, then we can bring out the presence of the Lord.
啊，你不能说这个我们传福音了，你就告诉朋友，你哪里有传福音，你去听福音去，一点代价也不出，一点生产之苦也没有，说他怎么会得救啊？
You can't just tell this friend that we have this gospel meeting, so just go. And if we don't pay the price of birth pain and do not pay any price, then how can we bring out the presence of the Lord?
啊，不但在这一次听，那么还要下次还要再约他，还要再加功夫，要祷告，所以他才慢慢就信主得救了。
Not only this time, but next time we should again invite him and also pray, and then he will believe the Lord and got saved.
啊，都要有受生产之苦啊，才能带下主的同在。
Must go through the birth pain, then we can bring out the presence of the Lord.
那么后来啊，我们又读到下面。说主耶稣啊，他有这个说是天上的飞鸟有个窝，虎里有一个洞，这个人子啊连个枕头的地方也没有。
And later we see that
啊，就是后面的屋。
It says that the birds in heaven have their own nest, and also
嗯。所以这有这么一个故事了，在下面。
The fox have holes and the birds of air have nests, but the son of man does not have the place to lay his head.
所以他们大家都回家去躲了。
So they all went back to read.
有一个当兵的，那个时候是跟着国民党到台湾来，是最下等的兵，所以他的很苦啊。
There's a soldier as he came to Taiwan with KMT, and then he was the least of the soldiers, so he suffered a lot.
啊，所以在晚上睡觉啊，都是枕着砖头或者是石头，所以很硬，这很不舒服。
So at night when he slept, he lay on the stones or bricks, so it was very uncomfortable for him.
啊，后来就发明这个 plastic。所以有人啊，发明这个 plastic 的枕头，吹上个气儿啊，就变成一个枕头了。
Later, the plastic pillow was being invented, so if we blow air into it, becomes a pillow.
那么他那天晚上睡觉啊，很舒服，哦呀，这么软呢，舒服的不得了。
So that night he felt very comfortable because it was so soft.
后来他就读的这段圣经。
Then he read this place of Bible.
因为他这个中文啊都没有学过，这个读圣经也读不成啊句子，有的时候字就漏掉了。
Because he did not learn Chinese, so he also missed a lot of words.
他说天上的飞鸟有个窝，地上的狐狸有个洞，人子连个枕头也没有。
It says that birds of air have nests, and the fox have holes, and the son of man has no place to lay his head.
啊，他这个 place 他这个漏掉了。他说这光就这个枕头，因为这个枕头的地方不是个枕头了。
He missed the word place, so therefore he read it as a pillow. It's not a place to lay his head.
所以他就一读到这里，他就马上流泪了。他就说：“主耶稣啊，你看看，你这个狐狸有个洞，天上飞鸟有窝，你连个枕头也没有。主啊，你在这个地方的话，那我就把这个枕头奉献给你。”他越读越哭，越流泪，哎呀，就奉献给主了。
So when he read this, he was in tears. He said that Lord, the fox have holes and the birds of air have nests, and the son of man does not have a pillow. So he said that I would like to offer my pillow unto you. So he kept crying and offered up his pillow.
所以他就奉献给主。哎呀，我们听见都很受感动。
So he offered it up, and then we heard it, and we were so touched.
这就是他读圣经啊，把圣经读错了，还摸着火的基督，摸着 living person.
That is that although he read it in a wrong way, but he still touched the living person.
我们也等来等这么讲那么讲，讲得非常合乎原文，那么有枕头的地方。你摸不着活的基督没用处。
So if we share the rightly, we talk about he doesn't have a place to lay his head. That's the original text. But if we do not touch the living Christ, there's still no use.
所以我们大家都要学习啊，这个摸着这个 living person。 你也有你的亮光，他有他的亮光，不一定啊。开头的时候读得好，但是我们越读越发现、啊、圣经更多的亮光。
So each one have to learn that we touch this living person. So you might have your light, and the other person have their light. Although it might not be very good at beginning, but together they can gain more light.
我从前圣经啊是封闭的书。
Back then, the scripture was a closed book to me.
今天呢，圣经对我来说是一个开启的书了。
But today, the scripture to me is an open book.
虽然开启，但是我只能说我还是完全不了解。
Although it's open, but I still have to say that I totally don't understand.
因为这个基督太伟大了。
Because Christ is so great.
好像基督是无限大。
Christ is infinite.
我虽然在圣经里读到一百条、一万条的很好的属灵亮光。
Although I might read 100 or even 10,000 times of the spiritual lights from the Bible.
但是比起无限大来说呢，等于无有。
But as compared to the infinity, it's like nothing.
我读是这个一百条、一百个亮光、一千个亮光、一万个亮光。你对这个无限大的亮光来说，你这十万个亮光也等于无有啊。
So all those 100 lights, 1,000 lights or 10,000 lights, as compared to the infinity, it's like nothing.
所以我们的圣经真是无限的。所以主的仆人说，我们需要到勇士里面去好好去读马太福音。
So the scripture is truly infinite. So Lord's servants say that we shall go into eternity and read gospel book of Matthew.
那个时候我们都是复活的身体，不需要睡觉了。
At that time, then we shall be a resurrected body. We don't
耶稣做我们的教师，那他说当初我要默示圣经，我是这样默示的，那他一五一十要告诉我那是绝对真理。
So at that time then Lord Jesus would give us the inspiration and he would tell us what the truth is in the Bible.
今天把全世界的解经家啊，那些属灵伟人加在一起啊，还等于无有。
So if we add all of the theologians and also the great authors of the Bible books that we add them together, but compared to this Bible, it's nothing.
所以我们看见圣经真是无限的，是但是无限在基督上面的。
But we see that the Bible is really infinite, but it's infinite on Christ.
每一处都有活的基督在那里。
Every place has the living Christ.
我们要摸着他，我们要享受他，我们要充满他。
So we touch him, enjoy him, and being filled by him.
虽然啊。这个路加福音还没有读到啊，但是主耶稣已经降临了。
Even though the gospel book look, we haven't
read yet,
but Lord Jesus is here yet. That's okay.
天天读经，天天摸着活的基督，充满活的基督。
Daily we read the Bible. Daily we touch this living Christ, and daily we filled by this living Christ.
虽然我们讲这个道理的本身不一定绝对对。
So although what we share might not be totally accurate.
但是我们摸着活的基督是对的。
But when we touch the living Christ, that's right.
所以神的仆人给我开了窍以后啊，哇，我就到处这个分享给弟兄姊妹。
So after the Lord's servant enlighten me, then I share with brothers and sisters everywhere.
所以我们怎么样才能够读出看出这个属灵的原则呢？
So how can we really understand the spiritual principle?
那就是天天在苦难中学习顺从。
That is daily we learn obedience through suffering.
所以你所遭遇的一切环境啊，都是神所安排的，都号上号码了。
And all of the circumstances we experience are being arranged by God, being numbered.
绝对顺服神。这个依靠神。
Obey God absolutely and depend on him.
所以你就这个属灵经历就越增加。
So your spiritual experience shall increase.
当你读圣经的时候，你就看见的属灵的原则就越多。
So when you read the Bible, you will see more spiritual principles.
你的供应啊，你的分享啊，你的见证啊，就供应了许多弟兄姊妹。
Then you are able to provide and also share. And your testimony to many brothers and sisters.
不学习顺服神，一顺服人就等于舍去自己，不顺服自己。
You have to learn that to obey God and deny ourselves, not obey to ourselves.
所以那才能够得着这个圣经的亮光。
Then you are able to receive the light of the scripture.
另外呢，是我再说几个故事给你听。
Then let me share some stories with you.
有一年我到这个台湾去。 访问，去帮助弟兄姊妹。
One year I went to Taiwan to visit and to help brothers and sisters.
但是我快要回到洛杉矶来的时候，我家里有一个汽车，是我这个侄子啊，他就开去用了。
Before I was going to return to Los Angeles, my cousin, my niece, drove this car to.Away.
那么然后他就把它停在他这个 apartment 的这个 parking lot.
And he parked in the parking lot of his apartment.
那么后来这个他没有告诉主人，那个主人看一下，这个车子不是我们的住户的车子。
He did not tell the owner of the apartment, and the owner of the apartment say that this car does not belong to us, our tenant.
所以这一定是一偷来的车子。
So you must have stole this car.
所以他就打电话给警察，警察就叫拖车公司就拖走了。
So he called the police and the police towed it away.
那么后来我这个侄子就到了早晨起来一发现我这个车子没有了。
Then my niece woke up in the morning and realized the car was gone.
再过三天我这个姑爹就回来了，那没有车子用怎么写呢
？After three days, my
这个姑父。他成为姑父。
Brother Xu will come back, so then he won't have car to use. What can I do?
那么所以他就去找，原来叫拖车公司拖走了。
So then he found that it was being towed away.
他就去赎回来，但是赎的时候说你这个名字不是的。这个不，你就不是车主，必须车主来赎这个车子。
Then he tries to redeem the back, but they realize the owner's name of the car is not him.
还要在这个停在里面好几天。
You still need to park there.
所以这个拖车公司他说这个等车子没有人来要了，他就登报要拍卖了。
So the towing company saw that nobody wants this car, so they want to sell this.
所以到了后来我过了三天就回来了。
So after three days I returned.
那个车子还没有拍卖掉。
The car was not sold yet.
所以我一去啊，听见这个事情呢，我知道这是神的管教训练。
So after I heard it, I know it's the training and discipline from God.
我就已经我就说服神了，这是神说特别许可的，号上号码的了。
So I obey to God.
我说服神了。
I know that God has permitted this to happen and not made numbers of this, so I had to obey God.
是一点气也没有，一点的怒气都没有。
I did not get angry at all.
也没有怨言。
And no complaints.
就欢欢喜喜就到拖车公司把它赎回来了。
So with joy, I went to this towing car company and redeemed the bag.
拖车公司就很脏啊，所以然后就洗一洗，就开回家了。
It was very dirty. I washed it and drove home.
这是什么呢？这是头一次，这是头一年啊，这是神给我叫我学习呀、说服神。
So that was the first time, the first year that God gave me lesson to learn to obey Him.
没有怨言。不发怨言。
No complaints.
彼得说是不发怨言，其实是没有怨言 ，without murmur.
So Peter said it was should be without murmur.
不是说你里面肚子有 murmur 还不发就是了，完全没有的，肚子里没有的。
It's not that you have murmurs inside, it's just that you don't speak out. It's really without any murmur.
我就没有，我肚子里也没有 murmur.
And there's no murmur inside me.
我这敬拜神，这是你特别许可的。
I worship God and say you've allowed
it.
So I can live out Christ.
第二年呢，华盛顿呀，叫我那么这个发明原子弹的那个地方，那么这个请我去住了一个月，帮助他们那边弟兄姊妹。
So second year that in state of Washington where the atomic bomb was being invented, those brothers sisters who live there invite me to stay with them for 1 month.
我这个家里头啊，那个水管子地下水管子破裂了，所以一直往外流水。
The pipe at my house was leaking and water came out.
先是流小河，然后流大河。
First it was a small river, little river, and later become a bigger river.
把我那个书房啊，都淹了。
And my office become flooded.
地板都翘起来了，那么地毯都湿了一塌糊涂。
All the floor and also the carpet was in a mess.
这个我们的隔壁一个邻居，他说这家大门没有人呢，那么所以他就很好心，就把那个水龙头外面的总管子们关起来了。
So my neighbor, as they know that nobody was in the home, so that he very nicely he closed the major water faucet.
嗯，但这个里面的这个地板什么都有熏坏了。
But all the wooden floor was already in a mess.
我们一回家一听到这个呢，我哎，这又是主特别的恩典呢。
Then after
好声好马的。
When I came home, I know that it's special grace from the Lord. He has numbered it.
嗯，这不是神的刑罚了，因为我出去是做传道的，不是出去犯罪的。
It's not a punishment from God because I went out to preach, not to sing.
那我回来，这个我一听啊，这又是主特别许可的，感谢主啊，这敬拜主没有怨言。
So after I came back, I know it's permitted by God, and so I had no murmur at all.
后来把那个地板啊，一块块的这些这个地板把它揭起来，并且另外买了一些，我自己把它铺起来，把它粘起来，然后先要把这个水管子给挖起来。然后就托人呢修好了。
So later I fixed the floor with the new tiles and also I connect the pipes.
这是第二年。
That was the second year.
第三年呢，我就经常都是在洛杉矶，大洛杉矶主日去帮助不同的聚会。
In the third year, I went around the great area of Los Angeles on Lord's Day to help different meetings.
我那个汽车是 Honda， 是 second hand 的 Honda。也开了好多年了。
I had the second-hand Honda, which I've been driving for many years.
是秋季聚会回来的时候，在高速公路上忽然间停了，就开不动了。
After I came back from the meeting, all of a sudden the car stopped on the highway.
所以我们就花了一整天下午，礼拜天下午，就把这拖车公司，然后就把它修好了，然后就是到这修车的地方把它修好了以后。
So I spent the whole afternoon asking the towing car and also try to fix it.
但是这些事情发生呢，我想这又是神好声好马的，这神许可的，叫我们学习活出基督来呀。
So as those things happen, I know that God has numbered them and to let me learn to live out Christ.
也没有发怨言。
Also without murmur.
哎呀，敬拜神都欢喜快乐。
To worship God and be joyful.
后来我这个小孩子都听见了，哦，爸爸这个车子坏了。
And later my children know that my Dad's car broke down.
那么他们就会说，爸爸车子都这现在我们不能那个，要给他买个新车。
So they say that let's buy a new car for our father.
所以他们就合起来给我买个新车，我也搞不清楚，我也不知道。
So together they bought a new car for me, and I did not know that.
后来就给了我一个新车，那我得欢喜的不得了。
Then they gave me a new car, and I was very happy.
说一直啊。就开了，就头一天开啊，就到公司去开，就是要开回家了。
So the first day,
头一次聚会。
The first day I drove, and that was the first meeting.
然后回来的时候，在这个高速公路上。
And back on the way back was on the highway.
前面的车子都停了，我就停在他们车的后面。
All of the cars stopped there, so I stopped also behind them.
但是我们后面一个大车，它不停。
But this big car behind me did not stop.
看看就把它撞上去了。
And bump into my car.
这个头一天新车变成旧车了。
The first day this new car became an old car.
我太太还问说，问这个掉到坑里面去了？我说没有，我们是与基督一同坐在天上。
My wife told me that they used.Do you fall into a hole? I said, no, I sit in the heavenly places with Christ.
所以我们大家都欢喜快笑。我说这个，那后来他们当然知道自己错了，所以就给我们修了两个礼拜，修好。
Later they know they were at fault, so they fixed the car for 2 weeks.
这都是神号上号码的。
Those everything was numbered by God.
神许可的事情发生。
God has permitted to happen.
是叫我这个人呢，学习活出基督来。
So that I can learn to live out Christ.
不受这环境人事物的影响。
Not being influenced by all the circumstances or people.
处处事事都要把基督彰显活出来呀。
In everything to manifest and live out Christ.
所以这是我们应当学习的。
That's what we shall learn.
所以我得把这些见证，我这个见证很多了，这太多了，每一天都是都不少的。
I have a lot of testimonies daily.
我再说一次啊，再说一条。
Let me share with you one more.
我们家里也吃豆浆，我太太煮豆浆。
At home, my wife cooked the soybean milk.
按照我们家里的规矩啊，是我丈夫啊是刷锅洗碗，我太太呀是烧饭煮菜。
At home, The rules at my house is that the husband shall wash, shall do dishes, and the wife shall cook.
开始这个煮这个这个豆浆啊，我们连渣子都要吃掉的，我们不要把渣子滤出来。
When we cook the soybean milk, we even eat all those bean paste.
啊，所以我们呀、啊。煮豆浆里要一直搅。
So we should always stir the soybean milk.
但是我们那个经验不多，我太太呀、啊、搅的不够，所以后面结果沉下一层都糊了。
Since we are not so experienced with it, my wife did not stir enough, so at the bottom, it was being burned.
啊、嗯。所以但是我们这个上边还可以喝有个味道的似的，那么但是我们也都很舒服喝了。
But the top part we still could drink, but with the smell, so we drank it.
早晨完了我要去洗碗了。
And after breakfast I shall do dishes.
我一看锅底这么厚一层都焦在那里。
Then I see at the bottom of the pot was this much being burned.
我看见这都是神呀，号上号码了。
Then I know that God has numbered this.
我真的是神特别的训练。
I know there's a special training from God.
所以我没有向我太太发怨言。
So I did not murmur against my wife.
我就出去找这个铁刷子，把它刷得干干净净的。
So I use a iron brush to clean it very well.
并且圣灵还感动我说，你把那个灶也把它这个灶也把它刷一刷。
Then the Holy Spirit touched me to also clean the stove.
连那个 stove 也都给它刷得干干净净的。
So I also cleaned the stove very well.
这就是顺服圣灵。
That is called to obey the Holy Spirit.
没有怨言呢。
Without any murmur.
完完全全让基督彰显活出来。
Completely let Christ to live by
manifest. 大家都要在各样的环境中学习呀、啊，顺服神。
So each one shall learn to obey God in all kinds of circumstances.
没有怨言。
Without murmur.
没有为着自己讲理由。
Not giving reasons for ourselves.
绝对顺服神。
Absolutely obey God.
绝对舍去自己，不顺服自己。
Absolutely deny ourselves, not obey ourselves.
那我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank and praise you.
啊，我们当弟兄姊妹聚集在你跟前。
As our brothers and sisters gather before your feet.
我们讲的不完全，见证的不完全。
What we share, what we give the testimony are not perfect.
啊，主啊，你借着真理的圣灵对我们弟兄姊妹开启却是完全的。
But through the spirit of truth, what you have opened to us is complete.
无论讲的听的都蒙你的大恩典。
Whether the one who speaks and the one who listens are being graced, blessed by your grace.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们完完全全奉献给你。
Lord, we completely offer ourselves up unto you.
圣灵家家户户大大小小都学习顺服神。
Each family from young to old to learn to obey God.
啊，这相信顺服神。
To trust and obey God.
不相信自己，不顺服自己。
Do not trust ourselves nor obey ourselves.
主，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have mercy upon us.
叫我们家家户户大大小小都成为耶稣基督的见证人。
So each family from young to old become the witness of Jesus Christ.
荣耀归给父神。
And we give glory unto Father.
祷告感谢靠主耶稣的名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.